Blog Talk Radio.
Because you know this is the day that the Lord has made, and you know what, we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's Friday, people of God, we thank God, my God, I call it TGIF, thank God it is Friday, amen. I know many of you had a long work week, but nevertheless, we just thank God for what he blessed you with, amen. Just very thankful of what you have. Some folks, some some people wish they have or what you have. Amen. So we thank God that we have something. If you want to complain about, you got something to complain about. Amen. So we just thank God for what he is doing and who's the head of our life. It is a blessing. It's always a blessing, my God, to commune with our international partners and listeners and our families and friends right here in the United States and all over the world. Amen. I give thanks to the honor of Christ, who the head of our life. Amen. And I send a shout out to my wife, First Lady Leticia Spencer. Amen. And ABM family, God bless all of you. Amen. I hope you're keeping your face before the living God. My God, don't get up. Stay right there in the Lord's face. Amen. Amen. Send a special shout out to our very own Pastor Smith and his wife. Amen. We pray for him. Hopefully he'll be back on next week. Amen. I know y'all miss him. You probably say, I'm just tired of this man hollering. That's all this pastor want to do right here is holler. Where is Pastor Smith? Just hold on. I know you're going to be back with him in a minute. But until then, you just got to deal with my hollering a little bit. Amen. I just got to holler a little bit. Amen. Amen. And we just thank our friends and families in the international waters. Amen. Norway, my God, United Kingdom, South Africa. Amen. We just thank our partners and listeners in Germany, France. Amen. Australia. Amen. Amen. I got your message over there in Germany. Amen. Keep you all up in prayer. Amen. As you went through that tragedy, we was already on it. Amen. So we thank God for you all up there in Germany. Amen. We thank God for you all. Amen. And Europe, we thank God for you as well. And my pastor, my brother in the Lord in South Africa, Cecil, God bless you and your family and your congregation. We thank God for you all as well, Pastor Cecil. Amen. Be looking forward to seeing you next year. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for our brothers and sisters right here in the United States of America. Saints of God, I just want you to listen. I need you to reach out because I want you to become a partner with ADM. Many of you have been walking with us for about 3 and 4 years, amen, through this broadcast. But we want to, my God, bring you in and be a part of this ministry with us, amen. We want to begin to, and we want to begin to push the gospel out throughout the whole world. Amen. We're just going to do what the Lord called us to do. We cannot do it without your help. Amen. So come on, join on, jump on the board. You're already a part. Amen. But you've been with us for a while. So let's make it final. Amen. And I'm going to be giving you that information beginning of the first of the year. So I want you to stay tuned, especially our brothers and sisters in international. Amen. I want you to be able to come on and just be a part where we can share the gospel. What God is doing with each and every one of us. Amen. Right here, California, Nevada, my God, we thank God for you. Oregon is in the house. We thank God for you. Let's come on over here to the West Coast side and give a little shout out to Delaware, Connecticut, Virginia, South and North Carolina. We thank God for you as well. New York, we thank God for you as well. It's always a blessing, my God, to roll with you, my God. Let's go in a little bit there, almost in the center of the map, but just not quite. And we're going to send a shout out to Illinois. We thank God for you, Illinois, that you in the house. Missouri, you in the house. We thank God for you all as well. Amen. Let's go on over there to Ohio. I see you, Ohio. You know we're giving you God. We thank God for you all as well. I thank God that you all in the house, and it's a blessing that you are in the house. Listen, saints of God, let's go down south a little bit to Texas. God bless you, Texas. Alabama, we thank God for you as well. And our brothers and sisters right there at our back door. Who that is? Y'all know who that is. That's just my God, Florida. Amen. God bless you, Florida. Amen. And we thank God for you. That goes for you too as well, Florida. We want you to come in partnership. You've been with us for a while, and we want to make sure we get you information that you need for you keep us selling. Amen. But we want to connect along with you. We want to connect with you. And last but not least, our family just logged on, just got with us this year. New state. We give a shout out to Louisiana. God bless you, Louisiana. We thank you. Amen. we thank you. And I truly believe that you're going to make us your social media family. Amen. Social media family. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Saints of God, it is a blessing for what God is doing. I'm telling you, if you ain't already shouting, if you are not already shouting, you might as well, like they're doing their last minute Christmas list, you might as well go ahead and put together your last minute shouting list. Amen. You don't need to wait to another church service or 2018 New Year's service. You could go ahead and shout right now. Why? Because you already know things is not going to be the same in 2019. Everything done turned around. Everything already started. I'm not going to wait, my God Almighty, until the New Year's to make a resolution. Y'all better hear me. I'm not going to wait and say I'm going to jump on this treadmill. I'm going to jump on it right now because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Don't get me started. Y'all already know I'm about ready to preach up in here. Amen. But before we really dive into this morning, just giving God the things commanding our morning and just giving God the praise, let him drop nuggets down in our mind before we start crowding our minds going throughout the day, what things we have to do. But we're just going to give God a thanks, amen, this morning. And we're going to go ahead and bring on that pioneer mother. Go ahead and prepare the way for us with prayer. Amen. Go ahead, mother. God bless you, Mother Jackson. God bless you this morning.
Love God in the name of, thank you, Lord. Yes, I come to you. I'm in that know-how, God. First, I come thanking you. Give me the honor. Who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Smith and Pastor Barbara Smith. And I give honor to you, Apostle Pompon. And I give honor to House Lady and First Lady, Letitia Spencer. And to each and every one of you that's on the air and tune in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more, humbleness, we know how, God, we come just saying thank you. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you for just breathing on us this morning, God. Breathing on us, God, this morning, God, for another day of life. God, we thank you, Lord. Oboche, God, we realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow. Ain't nothing we did was so good and perfect, God. But yet and still, Oboche, God, thank you. You gave us another day of life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, this morning, we ask you, Oboche, to have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us this morning, God. So we say thank you, God. Oh, God, this morning, since you breathed down on us, God, this morning, God, let us begin to give you the glory. Let us begin to just say thank you. I don't know about you. No matter what the situation is, no matter that we, whatever we have to go through, God, oh, God, let us still give you the glory. Let us begin to say hallelujah anyhow. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up our youth once more, God, to you, God. We pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them, continue to shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you for them, God. We thank you, because you're saving them at a young age, God. You're filling them with your Holy Spirit, God, this morning. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you touch each and every one of us, God, that's tuned in and one that's not tuned in, God. Oh, God, shield us and protect us. And I'm going and I'm coming in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Give us traveling mercy, oh, cousin of the Moche, in the name of Jesus, God. We can't do nothing. Oh, we can't do nothing without you, oh, cousin of the Moche, God. Oh, we need to be thanking you, God. And when you touch it this morning, God, we can walk around and groom ourselves, God. And then we need to think about it, oh, Moche. Somebody can't even get up this morning to even wash their face, God, or put on their clothes, God. That's when we need to say thank you, Lord. Don't let us take everything for granted, nothing for granted, God. Just let us lift our hands, God, and just say thank you so much, Sunday. in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to pray and bow down before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God. Oh, once again, we'll say, God, by your stripes we all are healed, in the name of Jesus, God. If he said it, that's what it is. Stand on this word, God. Till he comes to the boat, to manifest itself. Receive it already. Begin to praise God for your healing, my son. Now, begin to praise him for making a way out of no way for you. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God. It'll come to the boat, God, this morning. Don't let us wait, how about send that? But just let us praise you, how about send that? Praise you in the high, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every man, female, female vessel that it is, God. Woman of God, a man of God. In the name of Jesus, God. Keep them up high. In the name of Jesus, God. Keep them up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning for them, God. We thank you how they pull out like never before, God. We thank you, God, how they pull out their wisdom, the understanding, and the word of God. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah, God. Oh, let us begin to shake ourselves, God. Walk through your house this morning and begin to shake yourself. And just say, God, I thank you. I'm a mess, God, but yet and still I thank you. I'm a mess, God, but yet and still I know you're making a way out of no way. But I'm a mess, God, I'm going to shut that. Oh, but God, I know you're cleaning me up. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I'm a mess. Speak out of my shot, God. Just tell him you're a mess about that. Oh, he's a mighty good God. Yeah. Clean you up. Yeah, about that. Yeah, change your mind, think God. Yeah, about that. About shake God. You won't even talk like you used to talk. Don't want to talk like you want to talk. Hey, glory be to God this morning, God. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Oh God, we lift up Pastor Smith. How about that? Not about shake. Oh, and Pastor Barbara Smith this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, how about that? Not about shake God. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing for them. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Adoboshe, God, we thank you, God. We lift up Mother weeping this morning. Adoboshe, strengthen the God of my mind and way, my Jesus, God. Have your way, God. Adoboshe, God, you know the situation, God. So I say, God, let your perfect will be done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up the granddaughter in the name. Adoboshe, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, God. And stretch us, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God. Like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the stretching, for the making. Everybody, send that. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We lift up our family members up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you have your way in their life. Continue to draw on them. Pull on them, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God. Oh, don't say, God. We thank you for your peace this morning. Peace in the atmosphere, God. Oh, say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your love in the atmosphere, God. Oh, say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For that mind regulated in the atmosphere this morning, God. And that heart fixed in the Lord, say, God. And the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus about Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, all about Sunday. It's pressing us to live here, all about Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God. Sitting there from below, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're rising up this morning like never before, God. Oh God, we're pulling every stronghold down in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, thank you this morning, Lord, oh, shit, God. Yes, God, all power is in your hand, God. You control everything, God. Oh, God, Lord, oh, shit, this morning, God. We say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, oh, shit, God. All our footsteps, Lord, oh, shit, all our footsteps in your word, God, Lord, oh, shit, God. And everywhere that our foot pray, God, it won't be the same. How about that now? It will be a change in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning. We praise in the holy name. Praise your holy name this morning, God. These things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Boshe, God, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Boshe. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. We keep lifting your name up, Lord. We keep blessing you on high. We magnify your holy name because you are worthy to be praised. Today, this morning, God, as we stand and agree with the mother of God that released prayers, God, we command today, we command our morning, we command our afternoon, we command our evening, and we command it by pleading the blood of Jesus, number one, and every strategy and everything and every hold that the enemy tried to set for us today, every trap that he tried to use individuals to set for us today, we, my God Almighty, we take the plans, we take the trap of the enemy, we put it in a slingshot, and we shoot it back from where it which came from in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus around our morning. We plead the blood of Jesus around our afternoon. We plead the blood of Jesus around our evening. And we declare and we decree it, my God, what God has for us and every blessing that it is for us and every opportunity that it is for us and every life-changing, my God, release that it is for us, every miracle that it is for us. We claim it to receive it, my God, today. We claim it and receive it and release it in our atmosphere now. It will not be hold up. It will not be hindrance in the name of Jesus. It shall be, and it will be by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we say in the name of Jesus, it will be so. We give you the praise, God, this morning, and we magnify your holy name because it is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Somebody go ahead and just magnify his name this morning. Go ahead and give his glory this morning. You go ahead and command your morning, everything that the enemy trying to download into others, my God, to send out or launch out or orchestrate or plan an attack, my God, to come at you. We, my God, we confuse the mind of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We dismantle all diabolical enforcement that trying, my God, to orchestrate a plan of attack to be successful on us today. It will not work. It ain't gonna work because every time when the angels of the Lord begin to flap their wings, it messes up the plan. It messes up the thoughts of the adversary. And what God has for us and what God declared for us, it will be so. So no weapon formed against you, your family, your business, your siblings, your children, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, it will not prosper. Somebody this morning need to go ahead and give God a glory shout right there in the name of Jesus. It will not prosper. Every attack that you try to put on our family members, every trap that you try to put on our family members, yeah, they might not reach that. They might not have salvation right now, but the Bible, my God, God says somehow and say, if you can only find one, well, God, you got that one in the midst of our family. This is us right here on our phone lines right now, seeking your face, calling your name, magnifying you and lifting you up, and everything, God, we're blocking in the name of Jesus. It will not work. We disengage it now in the Holy Ghost. Somebody go ahead and worship the living God this morning. It will not work. Every plan that the enemy had for you today, it will not work. Everybody that he want to use, every human being that he want to use, every mind he want to use, somebody need to say it will not work. My God, your enemy going to turn around and be a blessing. Your enemy going to turn around and be your footstool. Your enemy going to turn around, y'all better hear me, be the one that bring you your next miracle, because it won't work. Everything that God has for you, it is for you, and it's nothing that the devil cannot do about it. No, sir, it won't work. Amen. 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 It won't work. We just thank God. He is awesome, and His mercy endures forever. Amen. You just go ahead and give God the praise, my God, and we give God the glory because He is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I just want to lift Him up just for a second and magnify His name. As our very own Deacon Joe getting ready to come on in, and before he get come on in, and as he getting ready, amen, I just want to recap through this week, amen, because it's been a very impactful week with the Holy Ghost and how the Spirit of the Lord begin to reveal different things, amen. If you've been missing days, you need to stop missing because you cannot afford to miss none this year, amen. God is pouring out revelation. He's pouring out information, and it's going to help you, amen. I'm telling you right now, I'd rather get the full impact other than the leftovers, amen. I want to get it all. Amen. Amen. Listen, beginning of this week, the Holy Ghost revealed to us to deal with that intimidation spirit. Amen. That intimidation spirit. Amen. Many of you, you've been, my God, you've been product of an intimidation. That's why some of you, you don't like to talk. You don't want to share your business. You don't want to talk about this. You don't want to, you feel intimidated. Intimidated about what somebody going to think about you. You feel intimidated what somebody going to see about you, what somebody going to say about you. Some of you cannot walk in job opportunity because you were intimidated. Some of you cannot go and get receive promotion because you feel intimidated. You feel that the, what the next man or what the next person got to say about you, amen? The devil is a liar. You shall not be intimidated no more. It's a lot of things that came out of contact. A lot of things that came into our, my God, in our intellect, amen. A lot of things, a lot of cliches that we embrace to make you feel intimidated. My God, saying it's like, my God, different levels bring on different devils. Who cares? Because the same God I serve today is the same God I served back then. That same God that I'm so we serving now is the same God that whooped them and kicked them out, and my God, and got them where they at right now. So, in other words, who cares? Amen. Because we got to keep going forward. Amen. New levels. You got targets on your back. Philosophy, like you got targets on your back. The enemy want to come. That's the spirit of intimidation that is using the church as the mouthpiece. I shared this many a time, and I shared it again. The enemy, if he want to get to the hole, to the church, he need a pulpit. He need a mouthpiece. So who he going to use? He going to use the philosophy of leaders. He going to use the interpretation of the word of God, of who? Of leaders to implant his diabolical devices in your life and in your spirit. Amen. Ain't nobody scared of the big bad war. The big bad war is scared of us because the last time I checked, God gave him direction. God gave him order all the way back from the Garden of Eden. Amen. So the spirit of intimidation done hit the body of Christ like never before, and but we thank God that we don't dismantle that spirit of intimidation. We will not be intimidated to walk into the things of God, to soar into the spirit of the living God, to put the enemy in this place where he belongs. We will not be intimidated, amen, making it feel so he got the power to take our life. The devil is a liar. God is the one that has that authority and has that release. Are you a child? God. And if you say yes, time to move on, Pastor. Amen. That says, that settles it, and that says, my God, enough. The next one that we dealt with, amen, we're dealing with spiritual and generation curses and soul ties. Amen. We realize once we dismantle, once we dealt with spiritual generation, spiritual soul ties, we cut it off, we dismantle it. Amen. We got to rewrite the plan. Y'all hear me? Many of us us. We dismantle things. We rebuke it. We cast it out. But we do not rewrite the plan. Y'all hear me? Because your plan was written in the generation curse. Your plan was written in that generation soul tie. It's trying to tell you that since everybody else had heart disease, you're going to have heart disease. Since everybody else had cancer, you're going to have cancer. Since everybody else was an alcoholic, you're going to be an alcoholic. Since everybody else dealt with the spirit of perverseness, you're going to deal with perverseness. Amen? So we dismantle generation curse. At some point in our Christian walk, we dismantle generation soul tie. So now God instructing us, we got to begin to rewrite the future. We got to be the history makers. Y'all hear me? We got to begin to rewrite our now after we cut it off, rewrite it. I don't know about you. Have you begin to rewrite and reprophesy your future, your destiny, the plan that God has for your life? Have you rewritten the plan and the destiny for your seeds to come, for your generation in your family, for your siblings? Amen. Have you rewritten the destiny in our future? My God Almighty, we cut it off in the name of West. Y'all got to holler at your boy right there. Jesus. So you had to rewrite. Amen. We severed the soul tie. We bind, we loose, we cast out. We did all that great stuff. Amen. But we got to reset our house back in order. We got to reprophesy to our destiny. If your family dealt with generation poverty, generation lack, you want to rewrite that. You want to walk in prosperity. After you sever it, you rewrite it. You are wealthy. You are successful. You're walking in prosperity. Your family is not going to experience lack. Your spirit is not going to experience poverty no more. Amen. You rewrite your plan. Rewrite the destiny. Rewrite the purpose, my God Almighty, for your life that connects with our what? Living God. Amen. The next one that God revealed to us, amen, about having a spiritual encounter. Amen. We found out that so many of us, we able to backslide. We able to go dipping. We able to go slipping. Why? Because we have not had an encounter with God. And we understand that having an encounter with God is a life-changing encounter. You are not going to be the same when you have an encounter with God. I'm not talking about this gift that we think when we have an encounter, but you have an encounter with God through your gift. I'm talking about move the gift out the way, move your thoughts out the way. God revealed to you who he is. I'm not talking about vain imagination. You having this image in your mind. No. I'm talking about he meeting you. You wake up out of it. You can swear up and down that your physical body was dead because it was nothing but spirit between you and God. And when you have a life changing moment, and when you have an encounter with God, you don't have to worry about backsliding. You don't have to worry about slipping and dipping. You don't have to worry about, I got this problem. I got that. I'm having a problem in my prayer life. I'm having a problem with my worship. Baby, you don't have to worry about none of that. When you get an encounter, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. When you get a encounter with God, and I truly believe when you call upon him and ask him for a personal encounter with him, I'm not talking about through man. Y'all got to hear me. I'm talking about your personal encounter with God, not through your gift, not through what you hear or what you say you can see, all that. No. I'm talking about a personal experience with God. God, it ain't diluted, it is raw. It's between you and God. That's something that no man, no woman, no pastor, no somebody in office could take away from you. Your encounter with God. I feel the Holy Ghost, and somebody needs to shout and give God amen right there. And we challenge your leaders. My God, some of your leaders have not had a encounter with God. You had a encounter with men. You got promoted through men. You got your office through men. Men gave you your papers. Men gave you your ring. You've been feeling good through men. You've been hitting emotions through men. But I'm telling you right now, that's why many of you still slipping and many of you still dipping. Many of you playing holy on Sunday and you, my God, playing bouncing in a strip club on Monday. Y'all about to hear me. My God, I'm mighty. But I'm telling you right now, when you get a encounter with God, you're going to have a life-changing moment. You're going to have a life experience moment. You don't have to worry about slipping and dipping no more. Amen. You're going to have a life-changing moment that it will never leave from you. Amen. Saints of God, we got to come to these places as the Holy Ghost begin to instruct us and begin to reveal things to us. Amen. He's doing it for a reason, because one thing the Holy Ghost does and one thing that the Trinity does, that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they are in unison with each other. So when God say, I'm finna get out, when God say, I'm finna release, my God, these blessings, I'm finna release these things upon the earth and upon the body of Christ, the Holy Ghost begin to get in action right away, begin to help you to straighten up your life, structure your life, make you aware of different things, make you to receive different things, make you come in the knowledge of different things right away, because he won't get, do not want you to miss the blessings of the Lord. Why? Because scripture says, God says, my word will not come back to me void. Y'all about to hear me. It's going, whatever God's word is, it's going to get sent out to do what it needs to do. That's why the Holy Ghost, he is a leader and a guide and a teacher. Y'all about to hear me. He's going to always teach you in alignment of the season of what God is doing right now, because God and the Trinity do not want you to miss what he is finna get ready to do when right now. You don't have to get all spiritual deep. You don't have to roll around on the floor. You don't know. No, you if you got the Holy Ghost like you say you do, and he ain't dwelling on the outside, but he's dwelling on the inside, all you got to do is follow the Holy Ghost. You don't even have to wonder and ponder what's going on. You follow. The Holy Ghost says, stop that. You just need to stop it. The Holy Ghost says, you need to pick up your Bible. You just need to pick it up. He said, you need to pray a little bit more. You just need to pray a little bit more, because he's getting you ready for something that God is doing in the heavens. Amen. He got instructions. He got order that he's going to align up with the Father. They all what? One. Amen. Amen. My God Almighty. I hope we put all that in a nutshell within 10 minutes. Amen. Amen. So I truly believe as you take on upon this week, you begin to implement these things that the Lord done release. Amen. For your life, especially that spirit of intimidation. My God, is bad in the church. Amen. It's real bad. We scared to get up and say a testimony, let alone go over the phone line where we don't see each other. We scared to just say how good, how God is to us. Our heart go to fluttering. We go to being. Amen. You need to rebuke that spirit of intimidation. Amen. Because none of us, I'm pretty sure none of us on this line, when you was going through and you needed somebody to go through with, my God Almighty, it was just you, yourself, and the Holy Ghost. Y'all about to hear me. Amen. So let's keep walking in the things of the Lord, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to bring you into a blessed place that is really going to blow your mind. If it ain't already, my God, blowing your mind is really going to blow your mind. God bless you. Amen. Let's break on our very own Deacon and Let Joe. God bless you, Deacon and Let Joe. God bless you.
Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning. Good morning.
First of all, I'd like to give God the honor and praise, who is my higher power. I'd like to thank my wife, Minister Jackson. I'd like to thank you, Apostle Spencer Temple. Temple Spencer. I'd like to thank the First Lady, Leticia Spencer. I'd like to thank Pastor Smith and also Pastor Barbara Smith. Thank you. The ADM Ministry, the motherboard, and all who makes up the ADM ministry. I'll be coming from Psalms 33. The steadfast love of the Lord. Verse 13 through 22. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who has fashioned the heart of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. A war horse is a false hope for salvation, for by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eyes of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their souls from death and keep them all alive in fame and famine. Our souls wait for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that's the love that God is also calling us into a place of, amen. That's that agape love. No matter what, no matter what, you know, that's that love that it loves so hard to it begin to deliver, amen. It begin to cause your other parties to deliver. Love them. And that's why the Bible say the greatest commandment of that all is what? Love. Yeah, folks, people don't talk about you. People don't say all this and all that kind of stuff there. But let me tell you something. You got to love them. You love them no matter what's going on. You still love them because that's the greatest commandment. And you got to understand something. Not all of us, we wasn't in the light all our life. Amen? We wasn't in the light all our life. Things that we know today, my God, we probably wish we know way back then. Amen? So you still got to love people. Love people, regardless of what. One thing about it, you use a season. I tell especially my sons and daughters, my God, in the gospel, you use the season to take a step back. Take a step back. Why? Because you need to be healed from different things that hurt you. And after God done heal you, and after God done, after you done got taught, you got mature and different things, then you come back and embrace. Now you know and you understand. You're mature enough to handle, you know and understand, and you won't allow different things to bother you, and you'll know how to steer it. Amen? You'll know how to steer it, and you can begin to love. And you got to understand something. I know that many people just say, want to cause fire, brimstone to rain down on people. That's not so. God is not a God. He's going to do that. I know you hear all this stuff out of context. They got the Old Testament prayer, eye for eye, two for two. I'm sorry, that's not so. That way of doing things, God broke that thing. That way of doing things is over. You know, the greatest commandment of this all, what Scripture says, New Testament, is love. You know, so other words, what God's saying, you know they got problems right now, but it's still a soul. That's still a soul that you are accountable, or still a soul that you should be able to put a seed into. Amen? That's still a soul. Keep walking. Because at the end of the day, regardless of what people say or what they do, they cannot, my God, they ain't paying your bills. They ain't taking care of you. You got one. You got a person that paying your bills and taking care of you and making sure all your needs are met. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So 2019, amen. I know many of you pushed away, folks, and you did this thing. You needed to at that season because you need to be mature. You need to mature. You need to grow. Amen. You need to. You needed to. That way, it give you some time for you could grow not only in Christ, you could grow in also in matureness in this world. Amen? Amen. So therefore, once you don't grow, you mature, you understand, amen, and you understand that people, not everybody is on your level. Not everybody is on your same playing field. Guess what? You could be able to embrace. then you'll know how to deal with people. Maturity and growth also comes with you understand how to deal with people. Some people you can't deal with close up. Some people you can't tell certain things to. Some people you can only just share this with them and you can only go this far. Some people you just got to watch every word that you say that comes out of your mouth. Amen? Because it could get twisted or it could go back the wrong way. Know who, the Bible says, know ye that labors among you. And I say to God, please, know who labor among you. Amen? Many of us, we get mad at folks. We start getting hurt by folks. Well, at the end of the day, it's mostly it's your fault. Because number one, you didn't first of all, what Scripture says, know ye who labor among you. Know who labor among you. And once you understand who labor among you, you'll know how to interact with them. You'll know how to deal with them. Amen? That's why I tell people, I know everyone that labors among me. I know everyone that is connected to me. Y'all better hear me. I know how far to go. I know when to go. I know if I can talk. You have to know who labor among you. Because at the end of the day, some people are not mature in something in some areas. You got to understand something, says to God. We all been raised up some type of way. Some people have not been raised up in a home to where communication is great. Some people have not been raised up into a place where it was great structure. We all been raised up some way, and maybe the person that you're dealing with or the person that really don't got something to say about you, maybe that's the way they got raised up, and they don't know no other way. So what you need to do, you need to invite them on to a church. A church where, hold on now, don't invite them if you know that it's not functional. It's not functional, amen? Leave them right there where they at. Just pray for them that God send them to a place to where it's good love and it's good structure and it's a function family, amen? That's what you do. Give them a family. Pray for them to have a family. And some people, that's all they want. Pray for folks, amen? You got some people who are jealous. That's why the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Because it's not the flesh and blood. It's just things that people picked up, people know. Some people is a product of their hurt. Some people is a product of their pain. Some people, because of you a Christian, they got a problem with God. And since they got a problem with God, they got a problem with you. Even though they don't got nothing to do about you. And you're trying to figure out, like, why in the world? Because they believe they should have been in your place and God should have been doing what they're doing doing for you. And they got a problem with it because God probably ain't did it for them. Amen? So what you doing for them people? Pray for them so they can see themselves. See their own self-issues, their own self-fault, their own self-circumstances. Amen? That's the scripture where our very own Deacon Lowe was sharing about, you know, loving people until they get delivered. God loving you until you be delivered. And we got to walk into that. I've never seen in the body of Christ so much immature saints of God. And the reason, and they got these mature bodies, they got these mature looks, they got these mature dance, they got these mature shouts, they got these mature tongues speaking, but the moment when things come at them, now they want to disconnect. They don't want to have nothing to do with people. Imagine God did you like that. Imagine when you was caught up in your mess. Your mess might not be your neighbor mess. Your junk might not be your neighbor's junk or the person that you got an issue with or they got an issue with you. It might not be their junk. But at the end of the day, Father says we all have sinned and fallen what? Short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. So therefore, yeah, you might got some coworkers that might not like you, got an issue with you. Guess what? But guess what, baby boy and baby girl? You making a statement. Especially if you are not the problem. Some of us, we are the problem. Amen? So let me just jab that right quick. Some of us are the problem. Sometimes Christians don't know when to hush up. All the time, we feel as though we got to run our mouth about everything. That's a rebuke. We begin to be phobia. We have a world phobia. We develop a world phobia. Amen? Amen. You know, it's like, I can't be around on that. Y'all got all that cussing. And next thing you know, somebody hit your trigger and hit your brain, you cussing too. You know, sometimes we develop a hypocrite spirit, my God Almighty, a hypocrite attitude that, my God, that you don't even apply for your own self. So don't let you be the cause of the issue, because as a Christian, some of us cannot control, my God, especially the baby. My God, you know, it's like no wisdom at all, no filter, you know, at all. It's like everybody is a devil. Everybody is a demon. Everybody we're looking at is the devil using that person, the devil using that person. Amen? Come on, guys. We got to grow up in the body of Christ. That's why the world don't want to have nothing to do with us. Why? Because number one, they see mess in the pulpit. Because our leaders, they have not have an encounter with God. Amen? Husbands scared to allow their wife to work in church because they say they so used to sin. Other leaders trying to date their wife and trying to have a little side thing with their wife. My God Almighty. Husband, wife, my God, don't want the husband overcommit to the church because they so used to seeing our men's been devastated with hurt and devastated in pain. So now they're cautious about them being into the body of Christ. Church, we could change the demographic, and we could change, my God, the outlook of what the gospel, and by us living the gospel. Live the gospel. Allow the light to change within you. Allow it to see something different within you. Live the gospel. Amen? So you got to understand, you can't go around rebuking people and say, I don't want to get with that church. I understand that it's not everybody, and you know it's not everybody. But you got to understand, through their experience, it's everybody that they experience. And you just can't come with this forceful thing. Amen? Plant seed. Learn how to be seed planters. Plant seeds in people's spirit. And give it time. It will grow. Amen? Stop getting mad with the souls of God's people. That's the immatureness part of you. Amen? Don't get upset, because everybody, they need to take time. One thing that me as a pastor, what I see, longest they making steps in the right direction. They might not make the steps like I like them to make, but guess what? They're making steps. And at the end of the day, the race ain't given to the swift, or they're strong, but he that endure to the end. Amen? Let's love everybody. Let's have understanding. You know, let's go on with that. I understand you're going to be dealing with some people that gossip. I get so sick and tired of what these folks say. Baby, you need to grow up. You need to grow up. Because at the end of the day, that's the body of Christ. Guess what you should do? You got to redirect and say, girl, I know all that is, right? You know what we're going to do? My God, all that kind of stuff there. You seen all that? Girl, I seen them, man. Oh, my, so weird. I tell you what we're going to do. I want to call me at lunchtime. I get off at lunch at 12, and what we're going to do, we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray that these spirits get off of them. Learn how to use wisdom to guide people where they need to be. Y'all hear me? Learn how to use wisdom. Don't get caught up into the storm, because as soon as you get caught up in it, you become wrong now. You become wrong. And now guess what? Judgment got to hit you. You got caught up in it. And don't believe, and this is another thing before I get out of here. My God, this is a heart-to-heart talking, pastor, just talking to you all, and just, my God, just sharing wisdom, dropping some wisdom right now. Don't believe everything you hear. So many of the things of God, we see, this is the thing. This is another matureness part, immature part of people, because they get so deep. They're so deep, so in the spirit realm, and the enemy just play on that. Because every piece of information come close now, guess what? Oh, the Lord saw that. Oh, I knew that's confirmation. And your buddy ain't been fasting and praying in the face of God for no telling how long. That's confirmation. Stop believing everything you hear. So many people right now don't make decisions off of a lie. What do you mean, Pastor?
Amen.
They hear something about somebody. Somebody don't came to somebody, share that, share this here, and guess what they did? They ain't even as experienced for themselves. They just believe that lie. They believe it, and they just going on with it. Guess what? You walking around with a falsified lie that didn't even have anything to do with you, because you are so influenced about the naysayers. Naysayers don't influence you, not God. Amen. Well, get out of that. That's what the enemy wants you to believe, because he always spray that godly fragrance and where he is working his mess on the other end. Amen. Naysayers. What I do, this is what I do. I reject all information. I could care less if it was true. If God ain't showed it to me, and if God ain't dealt with me, I reject all information. I wouldn't care if it's good or bad. Because why? I want my own personal experience with he or she. Amen? I want, because no telling what might cause an individual, if it is true, to do what they do, did what they did. Amen? If it is true, something, because you got to understand, when people come to you and they bring that plate before you, guess what? They ain't putting everything on that plate. They ain't putting everything on that plate. They don't took something off that plate. Even though they might got a whole plate before you, everything is not on that plate. It's not on that plate. Why? Because a saint of God that walks in truth and order of God, it don't have no explaining to do to nobody. Because why? Because they understand that God got them. My God, my, they don't have to explain nothing to nobody. My God, that's why when people bring you information about somebody, you better raise a red flag and say something suspicious about that. That is suspicious. Why? Because you don't have to say nothing. All you could do, a saint of God that is connected to God, all they could do if they need somebody to see something, God, you show them. You just pray, show. And all you do is show the love of God on the outside, but you go in your secret closet, God, I need you to show them. Show them before they get hurt. Show them before they get, things happen. Reveal it to them. You don't have to go and spread it. No, that's a demon. That's a demon when you hear folks coming to you gossiping and saying this and saying that. No, brother, that is a demon. Y'all got to hear me. Because God say, love and kindness. Say, if you have an order against your brother, do what? Go to him. Go to him. In other words, the Bible said, work out your differences. Work out your issues. You don't have to go through all that, amen? And when it does come to you, you're dealing with a demon. You ain't dealing with the fruits of the Spirit. You ain't dealing with nobody godly. You ain't dealing with God. You're dealing with a spirit, amen? You're dealing with a spirit at the end of the day. You know, you got to have your own life experience. And when you have your experience, guess what? Now you know the truth. Now you know what it is. All right? Don't let people put that in your spirit. Take that out. Don't go in 2019, my God, being a garbage can for people. Everybody dumping all their mess in you. They dumping all their stuff, all their thoughts, all this here. Listen, I'll start conversations in a minute. Soon somebody want to go into talking to somebody else, no, we ain't finna do that there. You know, if they ain't on the phone to hear it from themselves and to defend them for themselves, don't bring it to me. Amen? And if you don't want to put them on the line or we don't want to meet up together, this conversation is over. Amen? Don't allow your spirit to be affected. Don't allow your spirit to be polluted. Don't allow none of that stuff. Amen? Don't do it. And understand, it's going to come. But you the one got to walk in love, walk in kindness. Let's show the world something different. Let's show the world that the way the gospel is structured, how it's supposed to be structured. Let's show the world. Pastors, stop having bitterness in your heart about different members that left you and talked about you and slandered your name. So what? That's free advertisement. You better hear me.
Amen.
That is free publicity. Amen? Because after a while, the people that they talked about or shared that to, especially if it was a lie. Now, I'm not talking about this stuff that is the truth. Amen? They're going to put a seed in there, and they're going to want to be curious for themselves. And they're going to come to your church being skeptic. And guess what? The Holy Ghost can arrest them.
Amen.
Get out of your heart. Still love the people. Still move on. Because at the end of the day, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Your name's going to get scandal. But guess what? Don't allow it to be true. Because what? Truth doesn't have any weight. My God, a falsified or a lie doesn't have any weight. The truth does. Amen. Hey, man, this just been, my God, I brought this out to you from the Pastor Des. Amen. Thank you. Just from the Pastor Des. Amen. Let's walk in wisdom. Let's walk in wisdom. Amen. And understand that, yeah, they might be messy, but that's a soul. Yeah, they cuss a lot. That's a soul. Yeah, they got this going on a lot. Yeah, that's a soul. Yeah, it's going to irritate your spirit. That's a soul. So guess what? In other words, you don't be on the phone long with them. Don't be in the conversation long with them because you know in a minute it could go left. Hey, how you doing? Just checking up on you. You still praying good? Yeah, I'm still praying. You know how God is good, girl. I got to go. Amen. I just want to check on you and make sure you're still praying and you're seeing God. My God, other than that, I got to go, child. So before you get into this long got conversation, long got issue, amen, you got, amen. Stop being a counselor when God have not ordained you to be a counselor. Some of you, you're still trying to master the counsel of your own life, yet alone counseling somebody else. And that's the problem also we have with the body of Christ. They're stepping out of their life. They're stepping out of order. And it feels like they can do that. Oh, I can go. No. First of all, master your life. When you master your life, you have the tools to help somebody else to master theirs. Other than that, send them to the professional. Amen? Send them to the professional. I don't encounter so many people, so many saints of God is hurt because folks that try to counsel them didn't have the proper skill set to counsel. Yet alone, you need communication. So you know you're struggling with communication. Listen, stop trying to counsel the saints of God. Amen? Just stay before the Lord. Pray for them. Send them somebody else or ask God to give them. Hey, all you do, but let me invite you to church. Let me show you my pastor. Let me show you my leader. Let me show you. I'm going to invite you somewhere. Amen? Stop giving people something you don't have. You're going to be held accountable of that stuff. Amen? Stop getting all hyped up, allowing the enemy hype you all up, and you got all these answers now. Nobody don't got all the answers. My God, it takes people that have been in school or whatever, still takes them years and continue to learn. Hey, man, I don't even got all the answers. Something I got to pray about. Wait a minute. Let me go and pray about this. You know, I got to pray about this. Then I listen to my mentors. I got mentors around me. Hey, man, folks, thank God. Get some leaders around you. Mentors. People that is walking the same direction with you. And I ain't talking about these folks all across the board. You know what I mean? Everybody see everything, and nobody cannot, my God, everybody see everything, amen? And nobody cannot see the future for their own life, but they can see everything else. Now, get some folks that are successful people, got a successful life, and they move in success. And stop trying to say, the Holy Ghost using me, the Holy Ghost. The devil is a liar. No. The devil is a liar. You got the wrong context right there. Because if the Holy Ghost is going to use you all the time, he might well remove the fivefold out of the way. He might well say, he might remove that statement that I would cause men to give unto you. He might remove all that out of the way. And all we have in the Bible, the Holy Spirit. No, that's just you don't want to listen to advice. That's just you got all the answers. You know it all, amen? And you don't want to listen to nobody else. Humble yourself and stop fooling yourself. And the saints of God, we so bad at that, amen? Oh, the Holy Ghost share me with this, Pastor. The Holy Ghost share with this. My God, the pastor looking at you, the Holy Ghost don't show you a whole vision about the church. Well, the Holy Ghost ain't even showed the pastor the vision, that part of the vision yet. Something wrong with this picture. Amen. Let's get out of there. God said, I will give men unto you. He said, I give some the prophets, some this year, some leaders. Amen. So let's get out of that, my God Almighty, and understand that God has the plan for you. Amen. Oh, man. Amen. Amen. I know this good. I know this good. It's just good wisdom. It's good wisdom. Come down to earth. Stop getting all deep. You get so deep, you can't even help nobody but yourself. Amen. Get all deep and stop. If you walk around, all you see is the devil, you deep. You just deep. You just plain out deep. Amen. You just got too much going on. You so deep to where you're no earthly good. Amen. Let's stop getting all this. Let's keep walking in the love of God and walking into the wisdom and the things of God. Amen. And let's understand that God is, listen, God down to earth. Amen. He's down to earth. He knows where you at. He knows where each and every last one of us at. And guess what? He's willing to put people in your life and give you the right information to help you grow. He's willing to do that. Let's begin to receive. Let's change our thought pattern as we begin to go in 2019. Let's change the way we look at people and the way we embrace things and how we embrace information. Amen. Let's look at the way we do that. Amen. But we can continue to receive the blessings of the Lord and the enemy do not clip our legs from up on us. Amen. Listen, I know, my God, we went over the time, but I just felt the heart-to-heart moment with each and every one of you. Amen. It's just from the pastor. Death, and I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. Peace. We'll see you Monday at 7 p.m. God bless each and every